Okay, so Parshas Lech Lecha. So, starting, Rashi. On the Pasuk. Okay, so Rashi, the Pasuk says, Vavorecho, Vescho Ligoi Godel, Vavorecho, Vagadlo Shmecho Veyibroche. So says Rashi, says, what does it mean, Vescho Ligoi Godel, Zog Rashi? There's something, is there Shomri Meloki Avrom? Vavorecho, Zer Shomri Meloki Yitzchok, Vagadlo Shmecho, Zer Shomri Meloki Yaakov. Yocholi choysim bechulom tamulom veheyibrocho, Bechach choysimim veloi bohem. So the moral Lord explains the Gerari. How do you see that from the Pasuk? Vescha legoi godel, zeh shomrim leki Avrom. And what's the cash of leki Avrom, meaning with this Pasuk? So Zokter, for sure, leki Avrom, leki Yitzchok, leki Yaakov is that the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through the Ovis. So the idea is that Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, not only did they oived Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miyachet shmoi through them. That's the gilui. So Zokdimar also, that makes sense. Vescha legoi godel, midas ha-gdula. Midas ha-gdula is midas ha-chesed. That is the shoyim eloiki Avrom. That comes through Avrom. Vavorecho, the midas brocha. The brocha comes through Yitzchok. Yitzchok is midas ha-din, and the brocha is midas ha-din. Brocha means the ribui. Always ribui is the concept of midas ha-din because there is more division, the more is multiplicity. Vagadla shmecha, the gilui Hashem, is midah of Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because that's midas ha-tiferes. The tiferes is yud kivov ki the shema etzem, which combines everything. The shema etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines chesed and din, which is keneged vagad la shmecha zeh shomrim eloiki Yaakov titen emes le Yaakov, that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. So that's the moral says. So that's very geshmak. By the way, you could see that the pshat in the Rashi before. Rashi brought another pshat. Vagad la shmecha, Rashi says, because the derech is mimayit three things. Is mimayit pi everibia, is mimayit momin, and is mimayit es Hashem. Keneged zeh, that's what the Pasuk says, Vescha legoi godel, to tell you pre-Arabia, Vavorecho, the ribui ha-momin, Vagad la shmecho, is the mute ha-momin. It's also keneged the three midas, right? Pre-Arabia, which is the pruvu, which is the idea of expansion, expansions, midas ha-chesed. Keneged the mida of momin, which is ribui, right? Ribui ha-momin, ribui of kinyonim, kuin ha-kol, that's midas ha-din, Vagad la shmecho is keneged midas ha-tiferes, right? So that makes sense, that the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch is telling Avraham Avinu that he will be the gilui of the midas of the basic traits of HaKadosh Baruch, which is chesed, gvur, and tiferes. Now the question is, what's the end of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, v'hei yibroche b'chach choismim, that Avraham Avinu is the chasima. First of all, why is Avraham the chasima? And why is that so significant? And how does that see for the Pasuk, v'hei yibroche, that you should be a brocha, means that the chasima is by Avraham? So it's threefold. Why is that significant? Why is stuck at that the case? And how you see that from the Pasuk, Veheye Broche. So that's question number one. Question number two. The question number two is what the Prisha says. Says the Prisha in Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Reish Memtes, says the Torah like this: Midas Chasidus Shlo Lekabel Matona. A person should not accept gifts. Bishum Adam Ela Liftoch Bashem Sheiti Lo Demachzere. The idea is not to receive gifts. Shenemar Vesoyne Matona Siche. A person should despise Matona. A person should despise gifts. So says the Drisha here. This is by the day of Avraham Avinu. That's Avraham Avinu refused to receive a gift from Melech Sdoim because of Soyne Matona Siche. Fractal on second, if that is the case, look at the story at the beginning of the story. The beginning of the story is that Avraham Avinu goes to Mitzrayim, and he tells Sarah that she should say a choisiat leman itav li bavurach. He should do that leman, that they should get good for him. And what's the good? Says Rashi, sheitnu limatones, that they should give him gifts. And that's indeed Avraham Avinu got gifts. That's why Avraham Avinu covered by mikne bazov, bimikne bakesev bazov. So here, Avraham Avinu represents the concept of not receiving gifts. And the Avraham Avinu goes to Mitzrayim, and specifically, he wants gifts. Now the Drisha says, because if you see the Psuki Musha Avraham Avinu, why did Avraham Avinu want gifts? Because Avraham Avinu thought the only way to avoid Sarah from being taken is by receiving gifts, by accepting gifts from different people. So people will be afraid to kidnap his wife, because they will be afraid that they, by taking away his wife, they are annoying or interfering to somebody else. Because since everybody is giving gifts, they realize that everybody will be interested. So they make competing interests. And therefore, you want the gifts. First of all, that didn't work, because you see that in the end, Paroi gave gifts and he took her. And number two, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the second Nisoyer of Avraham should be in the case Dafka, he had to accept gifts. But here the Pasuk says that he accepted gifts, so Avraham Avinu represents the idea of not accepting gifts. So that's number two. And then number three, the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, the Zayin, the Gemara in Brachos says, the Budbe is that Avraham Avinu is the first person who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Master, right? And the Gemara brings a Pasuk in our parsha that says, Vayomer Hashem Elokim Bamei Idaki Arashana, called Hashem Elokim Bamei Idaki Arashana. So the first thing is Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is in Chuvos Nechashim Mishpat Hashmotes in Siman Kufayin Beis. Kuf Tzadik Beis, I'm sorry. He asks, one second, you're telling me that there's nobody who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adnos? The Medrash says that the one, and Tosis brings down Cholin, the one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adnos was Odom Arishon. So Odom Arishon called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adnos. Right? The concept of Odin. Lechad Noeli Kor Odin. And the second question is, but there's a posture question. If you look at the Psukim, the Pasuk Hashem Elokim Bamed Akir Hashem is the second time Avraham Avinu calls Hashem Hashem Elokim. He calls the first Pasuk Hashem Elokim Matitin Livanoi Choyle Chariri. So the Pasuk Hashem Elokim is already before. The Gemara wants to bring a right that he called Hashem Adus Elokim from the Pasuk afterwards. Why do you bring it from the first time that Avraham Avinu calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So on the first question, the Chasam Sofer answers, and the Chasam Sofer says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Adnos in two forms. One Adnos is the Adnos as a representation of Yud Kevavke. The Shem Hashem is Yud Kevavke. We don't read Zeshmi Le'olam Zezich Le'dor Dor. The Gemara Pesach and the Nun Hei. The idea is that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu not by Havaya, we call him Adnos. That Adnos as a representation of Havaya, the one who did that, is Odom Arishon. The Chidush of Avraham Avinu, he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Master Odin on his own, not as a representation of Hawaii. So the question is, first of all, what's the significance of this? And the first second question is not answered. If that is the case, why don't you bring the first time Avraham called him, only why do you bring only the second time? So answer these three questions, I think it's important to explain another Gemara. The Gemara in Zimbeya Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis the following: Shtanu Rabbanan Shlusha Chayim Anam Chayim. The three people have no life. Ve'lo Hena Metzapir Shulchan Chaveru. One who is waiting and looks forward for somebody else's shulchan, for somebody else's table, that doesn't have his own money, he depends on others. Umi Sheishto Moshelet Alav. And somebody who has a controlling wife, that his wife controls his life. Umi Sheisurim Mishlem Begufa. And the one who has Isurim that control his body, meaning somebody who is afflicted by Isurim. Some people say also somebody has one pair of clothing only. And the Gemara says the Tanakama. So Tanakama only brought three. Lechor, there's a fourth one. So the Gemara, Efshar the Me'ayin b'Money, because if somebody who has only one pair of clothing, that's not so terrible, because he could check his clothing and make sure that's not dirty. So he doesn't have to have a terrible life. And the question is, what's the Pshat in such a Gemara? Such a Gemara doesn't make any sense. Meaning, what are you trying to say? That the person who is in a bad situation like this has no life? He knows he has no life. Meaning, he's trying to give him an advice? Or trying to make him feel bad? Meaning, what is this Gemara trying to say? Okay? So to understand this Gemara, I think it's important to go back to a Maral. The Maral says in the Siv Achesed, in the Siv Aleph, the Gemara in Saita goes, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telech. We have a mitzvah to follow and to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara describes, what does it mean the pasuk achreshim terukeichem elo yeshem rokeichem teleichem, that we have to follow Hashem. So he brings the Gemara in Saita. Is it possible for a person to walk behind Hashem? You can do that. The pasuk means to say that you should follow his midas, his virtues. The same way Kodesh Baruch Hu dresses the ones who have no clothing, we should do the same thing. And the Gemara describes, says the Maral in Nisiv Asoyel, in Nisiv Chesed, very odd that the Gemara lists a lot of things, but all of them Midas Chesed. The Kodesh Baruch is Kover Meisim, Kodesh Mevaker Choylem, Kodesh Baruch is Mal Misharumim. Why don't we say that we have to mail it to Kodesh Baruch in Midas Adin? The same way Kodesh Baruch punishes Roshoim, we should go ahead and punish Roshoim also. Why does it say that? So says the Maral, give Valdikir Yisoyed, that the only Midah we know a Kodesh Baruch on his own. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a primary Midah that he was Megale himself with, which is Midas HaAtzmus, is only Midas HaChesed. Everything else is a derivative of Midas HaChesed. Kiloshen Amaral, the Maral says his Loshen. Ve'yoyser mizeh ki kvar izbar birkas amoz en tzilurim chazo ki amida hazois, the Midah of Chesed, misyachez l'ashem izborach atzmu v'frat yoyser mishar midas. This is the Midah that relates to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself more than anything else. And therefore, if you want to emulate Hashem, what Hashem presents himself is the concept of Chesed. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chora punishes Roshoim also. Why is this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents what he was Megal himself more than anything else? So to explain this, I think is very clear. That's Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem in Perek Sheni explains in Tachlis Abriya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he represents himself, what he presented himself as, is the one who wanted to emulate, to emanate, and to bestow good and kindness. His Midah, which represents himself, how he is Megale, is Midas HaChesed. Like the post says, Olam Chesed Ibona. However, in order to achieve Chesed, in order to be able to achieve the good, we have to define what good is all about. So says the Ramchal, what is good? How can good be achieved? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all good. He is the good Batsam, because he revealed himself as the source of good. So the reality of good is to attach and connect and to cling to him. And that is the only way of achieving Chesed. He is the ultimate source of Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, so you can't get the proximity by physical proximity. The only way to create proximity is creating a concept of similitude. When you're similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's a similarity. And the ultimate idea of closeness is when we are similar to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in essence, can only give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never receive. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never receive is, number one, because there is nobody to receive from. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. So he's not shy ever to receive anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in essence, is a giver. And that's how he was Megale himself. So for us to be able to go and to get close to him, we have to be givers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation to allow us to give and for him to be a receiver in order to allow us to be able to be givers and to connect to him. And that's the concept of Midas Adin. Midas Adin was created not as a Midah on its own, it's a derivative Midah. It was only created in order to allow Chesed to function. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah is only Chesed. Chesed is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Midas HaDin is in order to allow us to achieve Midas HaChesed, which is Givaldik. Midas HaDin is Mitzad HaMekabel, not Mitzad HaNoisen. Speaking to Yeshua, my brother-in-law, that's why Gvul, which is Midas HaDin Tzimtzum, Gvul and Kibul is the same letters. Gimel and Kuf are Mischalfim, because Gvul is Mitzad HaMekabelim. So Midas HaDin is Mitzad HaMekabel. And that's what I told you, that's what I thought in the pasuk. One time I dreamed, the pasuk says, Ach hazdi ber Elohim shtaim zu shamati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only says one thing. Even the Elohim only says one thing, which is Chesed. Shtaim, the fact that we have Chesed and Din, zu shamati, is Mitzad HaMekabel. So it comes out that the Midas HaChesed is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. So we can only emulate the Midas HaChesed, because Midas HaDin is a form of achieving Chesed in order to make Kabbalah, to be able to make Kabbalah Chesed. And in other words, for a person to be able to, so that's why the Maral is Givaldic. The only Midah which is the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midas HaChesed. Everything else is just forms of achieving Chesed, Mitzad Mekablim. So if you want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one Midah that he revealed himself, which is Midas HaChesed. And therefore the Gemara Seder says, Achre Shemol Kechem Teleichu is Midas HaChesed. Now, so state in Gemara something, state in Maral something very important. The way what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about is Midas HaChesed. In order for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a giver. In order for us to be able to get that Chesed, we have to be in a similar fashion to Him, which means we have to be noisnim and not mekablim, which means we have to give and not to receive. And that's the concept of Chesed. We have to give and not to receive. That's the lesson of Avraham Avinu. By the way, this answers also the first Rashi, which says Veheye Brocha, that Becha Choisme by Avram. Because what is the Chiddush of Avram? As we saw last week, the Midah, the concept of the Mabul, why they got disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because they violated Midas HaChesed. Why? Because instead of giving, they became receivers. Not only they were not giving to anything, they were ultimate takers. They married, but when they married relatives. That's the concept of the concept of Arias, the concept of incest, that you're giving to yourself. They stole from others. Not only they didn't give to others, they actually took away from others. So all what represents them is the concept of taking. Avraham Avinu represents Midas HaChesed, and that's what Avraham Avinu is all about. That Avraham Avinu recognized that in us, what we are supposed to do is to become a giver, not a taker. And that's why the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu is mechadesh midas achesed. Not only midas achesed towards others, ki biyochel achesed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became balei chesed because we became givers instead of takers. That's Avraham Avinu. And that's the chiddush of Avraham. And therefore the Pasuk says, Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala through Avraham, midas achesed, Yitzchok midas adin, Yaakov midas atiferes. But what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the essence? What's the chasima? What's the soif posuk on everything? The posuk says, Bechocho it's Avraham, you are the soif posuk. The heye brocha, the real brocha, the real gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you. Everybody else is a derivative gilui. You are the gilui batim. That's why Rashi says, Veheye brocha is the gilui of Avraham Avinu. What's the chiddush of Avraham Avinu? Is to be a noisen. But we have to understand something. It's very easy when you become a noisen that you think that you are actually a noisen. In essence, we have to realize that we are never noisenim. We can never give anything. In tzedak, the pasuk says matitenli, we can give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation in order to give us. He created a matzav that we are givers to Him. But the giving to Him is a way of us receiving. So we give to Him as a way of receiving, not the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed, like the ultimate midas chesed, the highest form of chesed, Shteitn Ram, was the highest midas of chesed, that you give somebody a job. In order to give somebody, you become a mekabel. But we have to realize that in essence, we are not givers, we are mekabelim. Our giving is a form of Kabbalah. I think that this is the midah of the second Nisoyon of Avraham. By the way, this is the posuk that says, Soy nematon nes yichye. Shtet nidrisha, why yichye? Why chayim? Why life is a gift, or is the, what you call it, is the reward for soy nematonis? Because all of life is for us not to be able to get a matona. The whole idea of life is for us to not need to receive, to give. If somebody loves to give, to get, to receive, life has no meaning to him. That's why Soyin Maton Nesichye. The second Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu, the second Rashi, what's the Nisoyin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, come to Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu has the first time a chance to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Canaan. What happens when he comes to Eretz Canaan? The first thing happens, that there is Rav Baaretz, there is hunger, and the only place that has hunger in the world is Eretz Yisrael. He has to leave Eretz Yisrael. What's the message? Avraham Avinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch is telling, yes, you have a chance here of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by living in Eretz Yisrael. But realize you're not giving anything. In essence, giving, living in Eretz Yisrael makes no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making you live in Eretz Yisrael not for him, but for you. So this is the chidush of the second Nisoyen, that as much as a giver as you are, don't forget that in essence, you're really a receiver. You're really not giving anything. And that's the second Nisoyen. Mimeli could understand. In the second Nisoyen, Avraham Avinu goes out of his way to be mekabel matonis. Leman itav li bavorech. Because Avraham Avinu understood that the message of the second Nisoyen is exactly to say, you know something? As much as I try not to receive gifts, I try to be a giver, in essence, I'm always going to be receiving gifts. That's why Avraham Avinu, in the second Nisoyen, he goes out of his way to be mekabel matonis. And look at how he does for his wife. We know that you can't marry a relative because marrying somebody is a form of giving. Marrying a relative means you're giving to yourself. What does he do? He calls his wife a choisihi. He calls his wife his sister. We just said the sister is the ultimate incest. That's why the pasuk says ki chesed hu, because a sister is the one most similar to yourself. When you give to your sister, you're giving to yourself. Avraham Avinu says, as much as my wife is a stranger and I'm a giver, I'm really giving to myself. And that's the message of the second Nisoyen. So that's why Avraham Avinu marries, calls his wife a sister, and he goes out of his way to make a baton. There's a Nisoyen that, in essence, every neshama that we marry is really our sister. Because our wives is our other half. So as much as we're giving to a stranger, that stranger, in a deeper sense, it's ourselves. So we're always giving to ourselves, even though it doesn't appear that we're giving to ourselves. That's the message of Second Nisoyen. So the message of Second Nisoyen is, Avraham Avinu's idea is that you have to be a giver. But in essence, you have to realize that as much as you are a giver, you have to recognize and acknowledge that you're really a receiver. You are giving, but you're really receiving. And that's the message of the second episode. So that's why Avraham Avinu went out of his way to be mekabel the second time. And he calls his wife Achoisihi. Because that's the tikkun that he understood on the second Nisoyen. Mimel also answers the Chasam Sofer. If you look at Avraham Avinu, why did he call the Kodesh Baruch Hu master? The idea of master, Havaye, Haye, Hoive, Veiye, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Noisen. Because he's the Noisen, we are also, we owe him. That's why I call him Adnus. To call him Adnus on his own, it means that we have to serve him. We have to give him. Nothing to do with Havaya. Because our function in this world is to relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mekabel, and we are the Noisnim. We give him the same way a worker serves his master. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu, that he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin, that we have to look at him as somebody that we serve, that we give, that we actually meshores. And that's the Chiddush of Avraham. We merely could understand why Dafka the second Pasuk. The second Pasuk says, Bome Eida Ki Rashena. Look at the Pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu, and he says, I'm going to give you children, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. You know what he answers? Bomeida Kerashena, says Rashi, the Gemara in Tainis. What do I have to do to deserve that? Because Avraham Avinu said, getting gifts is not the answer. I have to do something for it. So Bomeida Kerashena, in Ubeize Schus, I'll get it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bischus HaKorbonis. The fact that Avraham Avinu realized that you can't get the gift unless you do something for it, you can't be Mekabel unless you are, in essence, a giver, that's the Shem Adnus. The first pasuk when he says Hashem Elokim, Adnus Elokim, has nothing to do with it. It's Hashem Elokim, Matit Elivadi, what can you give me and I don't have children? The second time when he says Adnus Elokim, he's not only saying the Shem Odin, he's representing what he means with the Shem Odin. That in essence, I cannot get, I have to give you. So the Gemara wants to bring the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Odin, the Gemara brings Dafka the second Pasuk, because the second Pasuk is not only the second time that you use Hashem Odin, he tells you what he meant by calling Kodesh Baruch Hu Odin. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu calls Odin Adnus only with the Tziruv of Havaya Betziruv Elokim. Avraham Avinu doesn't call Kodesh Baruch Hu Odin, he calls Hashem Adnus Elokim. And the Elokim here is Havaya Benikud Elokim. Why does he call Kodesh Baruch Hu Adnus only together with Havaya Betziruv Elokim? That's very easy. Because why is Kodesh Baruch Hu Odin? Why do we have to give him? Because Havaye, Midas HaChesed, has to be read, has to be understood through Midas HaDin. So Adnus, Avraham Avinu says, you are an Odin. You expect us to give you back. Why? Because you are Havai Elokim. You are the Midas HaChesed, which is understood, which is expressed through Midas Adin, Mimelis Adnus. So Mele could understand that also. Once we understand this dynamic, this is the dynamic of life. I think the Gemara in Beitza is the Gemara of true existentialism. Says the Gemara, three people have no life. What does it mean that they have no life? Life has no meaning. But it's not only these people, every person. The Gemara is talking to each and every person. The first thing is somebody who's mitzapir shulchan chaveri, somebody who depends on others, on the gifts of others, not life. A person cannot be a mekabel. If you are a mekabel in your life, you have no life. But the second thing is a person himself. Ishto Moshele Solo, he's not talking about the wife. He's talking in his own being, in his own ethos. If his wife, if his concept of Kabbalah means that Moshele Solo, the one who's Mekabel, dominates him, so then you're violating. If the Mekabel thinks by the fact that he's giving that he's really the one controlling it, he's also violating what the Mekabel is all about. So a person has no life either because he doesn't give or because he thinks that he really fools himself, he drinks his own Kool-Aid, that he is actually the giver. Mishe Ishto, Moshele Solov, is the Ishto. It's not his wife, it's the Ishto that's within him, Moshele Solov. If the Mekabel dominates him, shows the Mekabel thinks that he's a going giver. And that is a violation of what life is all about. And the third one is Misim Yisurim Moishle Begufoi. Does it mean the person has Yisurim? The Gemara is very clear. Is somebody who's Yisurim, his suffering dominates him. Life, here we just said the following. A person cannot be a Mekabel. A person has to be a giver. And a person has to realize that he's really not giving. He's really a Mekabel. So he's giving, but he has to realize that in essence he's not giving. But how does a person give? A person give by dealing with his tribulations of life. Shteit in Rosh, life is a neve hatlois. Oilam hazeh is a valley of sorrow. Is a valley of tribulations. If a person allows the tribulations to dominate him, so life has no value. Because the only way he could be a giver, and by be giving and receiving, is by dealing the tribulations of life, which means controlling the tribulations of life, dominating life. That's how you do it. If you allow life and the Yisurim to dominate you, you're violating life. So this Gemara is existentialism at its best. What is life all about? Somebody who is a Mekabel, who is Betzaper Shulchan Chaveroi, or somebody who is a Noisim, who believes that the Noisen, the Mekabel, is really a Noisen, also has no life. And somebody who cannot deal with life of how to be a Noisen has no life either. And then the Gemara says there is another way of life. One of life is dealing with life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals you with cards, and you have to know how to deal with the cards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. But there's a second thing. The second thing is that as much as this is life, that life is that you are a giver. You are a giver. But in essence, you are a receiver, and you do this by dealing with life. You cannot be dogmatic about anything. A person has to realize that all of life is to dominate his midah. And dominating a midah to deal with life is knowing that a midah can never be forever. If you have only cholok echad, if you have only one midah that you don't switch, that midah also is no life. So in other words, even if you know how to deal with the Yisurim of life, but you are dogmatic, you deal with it only in one way, is also not a life. And the Gemara says, Tanakama agrees with it. But Tanakama says that even though you can never be dogmatic about it, you could always balance it out. You could hold of one midah, but you could balance it out by adjusting it, by making sure that it doesn't know blemishes. And the Rosh Hashanah, the Shur and Parshas Vayera, on our Parshas Vayera, will be on that Gemara. Why is that so? That life, to deal, we know that we have to deal with the Yisurim of life, and that's how we are givers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, you cannot deal with the Yisurim of life holding only one piece of clothing. You need to have a change of clothing. And even Tanakam agrees, because you have always to check your clothing to make sure that you are not overdoing it. Why is that so? Why is that so significant? And how does that allow us to be these noistim, which are mekablim? This we'll see with Hashem next week. Thank you.